Well, hello guys. Well, they finally released a statement on the Black Hawk helicopter crash that hit the plane and killed 67 people. And all it does really is confirm what a lot of us expected. Apparently there was a Femon flying the Black Hawk helicopter at the time. And do you ever notice about every time there's a Femon involved in something like this, it's all smoke and mirrors? That's because they're trying to protect the narrative. Femons are brave and they can do anything a man can do. Really? Prove it. She was told by the tower to turn left, but she didn't. She was also reminded by her co-pilot to turn left, and she still didn't. Nobody knows why she didn't turn left, and probably will never know. And I believe this was a DEI hire, because DEI is to get Femons into positions they don't have merit for or are not suited for. Let's not forget that plane crash in Toronto that flipped. And they said the reason it flipped is because the undercarriage collapsed. Well, I'm not surprised. The plane came in like a rocket. It's obvious the plane came in way too fast. Then hit so hard, it broke the undercarriage. And once again there was smoke and mirrors there too, wasn't there? Why? It's because it was a Femon pilot. And what about that Femon captain, who was in charge of over $100 million boat, that she promptly sank? And it was found to be human error, because you can't steer the boat with the automatic pilot on. You know, I'm beginning to think that maybe Femons can't do everything a man can do, and better. And it makes you laugh when you see them trying to cover it up or make excuses, all trying to push the narrative that is just a goddamn lie. You take it easy, fellas.